Hello and welcome to Culture Shots. I'm your host, Nalini Dennis. On today's program, we'll be speaking about migrant mental health with a focus on the importance of breaking down the social stigma around psychotherapy. We'll be speaking to a man who shares his own journey to seek therapy, and later on, we will interview the founder of a mental health service whose psychotherapists come from diverse cultural backgrounds. But first up, here's a quick song. This is REM with Losing My Religion. That was REM with Losing My Religion. Next up, Shabia Tafla interviews Glenn Gannon about his experiences of therapy and his views on breaking down stigma and effectively addressing mental health issues.
My name is Glenn Gannon. I'm an actor and a playwright. I help with Dublin Simon Community as a volunteer for the last 12 years.
What have your experiences been with therapy? As the show is about therapy today, what was it that actually made you go and seek help for yourself?
Well, one of the groups that I work with as a volunteer is called the Ashling Centre. It's in Jervis House in Jervis Street in Dublin. And that centre was set up in 1999 by Christine Buckley to help people who had come through residential institutions as children. A lot of adults wouldn't have had a decent education, would have had mental health problems, addiction problems. And so the centre was set up specifically to help to re-educate these adults and also to put them in touch with services that would help them with their mental health issues.
Once you did seek help, did you experience any stigma around the idea of therapy from friends or family? And if you did, do you think it's a cultural issue here?
Well, they put me in touch with a service called Fuishiv. They got me a clinical psychologist. I was in Golden Bridge, which is one of the most notorious institutions as a child. So they put me in touch with a clinical psychologist that helped me. But the second part of your question, do I think it's cultural? Well, I do think it's cultural to a great extent. There's the image of the macho man who won't seek help from anybody, won't admit that he has problems. So that's an image that the Irish man has kind of allowed to stigmatise himself, and so won't he, you know, admit that he had problems, and so therefore he needs some guidance. Yeah. So once I found that I was able to talk about my past, it got a lot easier as I went along.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because even as a foreign national myself, I mean, I live in Ireland. I'm born in London, but originally my own parents come from East Africa. So in our own community, as Africans, we have this kind of stigma of, well, only mad people go to therapy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to be on the verge of a mental breakdown. Like, you know, just because if you're feeling a bit down or a bit blue, then you just get up and get on with it and get on with life. And you got a house, you got food, you have a family. What is there to complain about? So this stigma, I think, is worldwide when it comes to therapy. You know, and, you know, it's really important that it gets broken.
Well, it is. You see, there's the head of the household in Ireland has always been the working, hard-working man who comes home with the money for the bacon. And if you as a young man were experiencing mental health problems, you're hardly going to tell your dad, because he'd say, you know, get over it and just get up and get out there and do that. And there seems to be that attitude in society that, oh, come on, just get over yourself and put it together and go out. And it's not that simple. There are gradations of mental health problems that affect different people different ways. And just telling somebody to get over it is not going to help them in any way possible. As a matter of fact, it's going to make them worse and withdraw into their shell more, because they'll think, well, I must be completely useless. I'm not able to shake this off. And so it's important that somebody says, look, I've had mental health problems. It's not a disease that if you don't check it, it's going to destroy you. You know, you must check it or it will destroy you. But if you do check it, it won't destroy you and you can come back from it. And I'm living proof that you can.
We see now in our society a high, you know, rate of suicide happening at the moment. And, you know, and that probably is the cause of not seeking help.
Well,
when it's necessary or it, the fear of asking for help.
The suicide rate in this country is unbelievably high, and the figures are not, that we see in the press are nowhere near the actual figures. And I would describe it as an epidemic. And it's an epidemic. If anything else was killing the young people of this country, there would be a tribunal set up, there would be an investigative committee set up, and everything would start to move, just like the meat industry there. They found out that there was a traces of horses in the beef, and all of a sudden within weeks we had all of these organizations put into place and a report was issued, and all of a sudden it was sorted. Now why can't they do the same with mental health? Why can't they make available to people the facilities that they need?
Yeah. And do you think there is a fear of institutions in Ireland? I mean, just me and myself speaking to people generally, I said that there's been a fear of the psychiatric units of being institutionalized, you know, and that, you know, if you admit that you have a problem, that's how you're going to end up.
Well, look, we don't have a great history in this country for looking after our mentally ill people. We don't have a great history of looking after our prisoners. They're in archaic conditions in Mountjoy Prison, and there's an awful lot of mental problems in there. And the people in society who are suffering from mental health issues will not go to institutions, do not want to go to institutions because of the fear that they will be locked away in a room forever and never be seen again. And so that, you know, prevents people from seeking help in the first place.
And in your personal opinion, what do you think is the best way to break the stigma and misconception that there is about psychotherapy and counselling?
The only way to break any stigma is if somebody speaks out about it. The only way you'll get any change is if somebody stands up and said, yes, I've had that problem. I've addressed that problem. I'm here today and you can do the same thing.
According to yourself, like, what are the benefits of therapy and what should people really know about it?
Well, look, I mean, you know, the benefits of therapy are far-ranging. We'd need a whole program to describe them, but they're that good. Like, if you think about it, for instance, the first, you know, introduction for me, if you like, to mental health problems and somebody to help me see a way through it was through the Eastern Health Board, and it's not a service I thought was helpful to me. With the best will in the world, you have, a very young practicing psychiatrist or counsellor who's trying to help you, and then you're trying to make sense of your life, and then within 3 months they're changed and somebody else comes along. You have to explain and start all over again. That's not going to help anybody. That's going to be one step forward and 3 steps back. So if you get a counsellor like a clinical psychologist, and you can get them and they can be made available to you, if you check out online. And a clinical psychologist, I didn't know what it was, and I just found out that it was somebody who was a specialist in child trauma and how it affects the adult in a post-traumatic way. And even knowing that alone helped me. So I found it hugely, hugely beneficial to have somebody. It's not that you have somebody sitting down who you talk to and then you walk out the door an hour later and there's a magic wand waved over you.
Yeah.
It's somebody who's sitting there and who's not judging you,
yeah,
and who points you in the right direction unemotionally and just completely takes a different viewpoint on what you see to be an insurmountable problem and helps you through it.
Thank you very much, Glenn, for being on the studio today.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Shabia and Glenn. Next up, we'll play another song. This is Nasal Kiwan with Wacha Hana Homa Hana. Next up, Shabia Tafla interviews Christian Fickert, founder of My Mind, a community-based provider of mental health services.
My name is Christian Fickert, and I'm a clinical psychologist and also founder and CEO of My Mind, Mental Health Matters. And My Mind is a community-based mental health organization. We are based in Dublin South, Dublin North, and Cork. We providing accessible and affordable services in the community with current access to over 60 mental health professionals.
What made you set up this organization?
I discovered when I was working with HSE, I discovered huge gap between public and private services.
Yeah.
So basically, I tried to fill the gap and offer affordable services in the community, and to offer, on the other hand, accessible services. So it means that our clients, they don't need to wait too long to see someone.
Yeah.
So usual waiting list with us, a waiting period with us is less than 72 hours.
Brilliant.
Which is very important in crisis moments or difficult moments. As I mentioned, our services are affordable, so it means that we have a sliding scale for unemployed clients, for full-time students, and even clients are full-time employed, we have affordable rates, so it means that the maximum fee per service is 50 euros.
Could you tell me, what do you think the benefits of therapy is, and does social stigma get in the way of people seeking help?
Well, there is a lot of benefits. The most important benefit is early intervention, and it means that if the person is suffering from even mild mental health difficulties or stress-related difficulties, it's all the time good to go and see someone and talk to someone in very early stage, because then we are able and the client is able to discover own coping skills. So it means that through talk therapy, they are able to cope with the specific difficulty and prevent developing more moderate or severe difficulty.
What about the social stigma? Have you, in your experience, found that stops people from seeking help? Are they worried about stigma, what people think about them?
What we discovered that actually a lot of clients are nowadays more open to seek for help. And because My Mind offers online mental health support, more often people are looking for services or for help online. So even simple email or question or chat with our professionals might be extremely helpful for the person to make first step and then to decide to go and seek for help, face-to-face help. We discovered that online presence is very important, and we offer In My Mind service, which is the online mental health support,
yeah,
completely for free. We can offer also Skype sessions for clients.
When I was looking at your website before, I noticed that a lot of your counsellors and therapists were from diverse backgrounds. Was this a conscious decision on your behalf?
When I started My Mind, I discovered that there was actually in Dublin a lot of professionals from different countries with different cultural backgrounds. At the moment, we have over 15 different languages in operation. It is very important, especially for newcomers or for immigrants, yeah, to link with professionals from the similar cultural background, so that might be helpful at the beginning. But also what we discovered that actually Irish clients, they enjoy sessions with professionals from different countries.
Great.
It is somehow the decreasing stigma attached to mental health, that maybe the Irish professional, let's say, will think that is something wrong with me, so I can feel more safe actually to go and see professional, let's say, from France or from Poland.
And do you think that aspect of it is very important, that your therapists are culturally aware of people from different backgrounds?
It is important, because they can understand the experience.
Yeah.
They are more efficient in rebuilding coping skills of the client.
If people want to use your services, how can they get in touch and how can they refer themselves?
The best way is to visit our website, which is www.mymind.org.
Yes.
The website is quite easy to navigate. We have a few options for clients to link with professionals over there. They can send even simple questions and we can direct them further and schedule appointment for them. Our clients, they have choice in terms of the location, day, time and professionals.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you on, Christian.
Thanks for listening and thank you to our guest, Glenn Gannon and Christian Fickert. If you have been affected by any of these issues in this program, we can get support by contacting AWARE, a voluntary organization founded to assist those directly affected by depression, on 1890-303-302 or visit www.aware.ie. This has been Alani Dennis for Culture Shots. Tune in every week, Mondays from 6:30 to 7, right here on Near FM. To listen back to past episodes, simply log on to www.near.ie/cultureshots. To find out more and to get involved, simply log on to www.nearintercultural.ie.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of POBL, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and POBL.